Hello, everybody, and welcome to the War Room. This one is for the UFC 286 UFC London co-main event, the fight that might just steal the show. Rafael Fiziev against Justin Gaethje. I mean, this is... I'm a little bit disappointed it's not five rounds, but I do think that that might shift the outcome of the fight a little bit. And I'm sure you'll understand why once we get into it. Very, very exciting fight. We've got Justin Gaethje, who's like an educated brawler with great takedown defense, good wrestling background. Doesn't use his wrestling to win fights too much, but you know, he likes to stand and trade. And then you've got Fiziev, who's a former Muay Thai fighter with absolute lightning hands and feet. Very, very composed, very skilled. It's going to be an absolute war. I cannot wait for this one. Before we go any further, this show is brought to you by our friends at Athletic Greens. I love this stuff. I use it every morning. I wake up, I mix a scoop with 12 ounces of water, shake it up, and gives me that baseline of vitamins, minerals, nutrients, probiotics, all the good stuff. It is really, really fantastic stuff. It's improved my sleep. It's improved my mental clarity and my energy later in the day. I mean, it's the first thing I consume in the morning. I feel like it sets me at a good kind of base level. It gives me a good target to stay on track for the rest of the day. Really, really good stuff. So if you use our code, if you go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed, you'll get 5 of the free travel packs with your first order, and you'll get a year's supply of vitamin D3 and K2. Really important stuff for your immune system. If you're training hard, if you live in a dark climate where you don't get too much sunshine, if you work indoors a lot, which a lot of us do, this is the stuff. And the travel packs are very useful. They're always in my to-go bag just in case I need to jump on the road for a couple of days. I don't want to be caught without these things, because even if I'm not going to eat for the day because I'm going to be so busy, I always want to make sure I've got an Athletic Green. So go to athleticgreens.com/outlawed and you'll get all that good stuff. Okay, back to the tail of the tape. So we've got Justin Gaethje with a record of 23 wins and 4 losses. A lot more experience in MMA compared to Fiziev. 12 wins and 1 loss for Fiziev. Height advantage, Justin Gaethje. It says he's 5'11 here, but I'm not so sure he is 5'11. I would say he's a little bit shorter. It's got Fiziev at 5'8 as well, but we'll see. These stats might be different to the ones on the tail of the tape on fight night anyway, so who knows. 1-inch reach advantage for Fiziev. Look, the reality is, like, height advantage, reach advantage, these guys are going to be standing within striking distance of one another. I don't expect too much wrestling in this fight. I think we might get some clinch work. If the fight gets a little bit reckless, they're going to probably close that distance quite quickly, and then we're going to see maybe Gaethje trying to tie Fiziev up and land a few knees, or Fiziev trying to break and strike. Gaethje's got less takedown attempts than Fiziev, which you know, considering how, you know, he's a Division I All-American, you would consider him to be more offensive with his wrestling. But the majority of the time, I mean, almost all the time, no takedowns average per 15 minutes, 0 on takedown accuracy, 75% takedown defense compared to 92% for Fiziev. I just don't expect too much wrestling in this one. I don't expect too much wrestling, but if Gaethje's going to do the right thing, I think he should use his wrestling a bit more. I think, you know, like, we've seen a shift in Justin Gaethje, right? So if we look back at his career, we remember when he came into the UFC, everyone was very excited. He was, what, World Series of Fighting lightweight champion. He came in, made his debut against Michael Johnson, and it was an absolute banger. Performance of the night, fight of the night, fight of the year 2017. Exactly the debut that Justin Gaethje would want, because he was 17-0. He arrived in the UFC, picked up his 18th win, and just, you know, lived up to the expectations that everyone was hoping for. But then, you know, he went on and had two wars, Eddie Alvarez and Dustin Poirier, a third round and a fourth round stoppage. And there was a shift in his performances after that. And, you know, I believe he had the eye surgery, so of course his vision was improved. But I do think there was a decision to shift his approach. And I think it was massively beneficial, especially because, you know, you look at his next few wins. He's got 3 first-round finishes, James Vick, Edson Barbosa, and Donald Cerrone, all first-round finishes. And the best thing about those fights is that they weren't the reckless Justin Gaethje that stands in the pocket and hits you every time you hit him. He was in and out of range a bit better. He was managing his space a bit better, especially against Cowboy. He was in and out of range a bit more. So I feel like there was like a tactical shift in his game, which was very beneficial. Of course, he won four fights and got to the title fight against Khabib, which didn't work out for him. Then he had an absolute war against Michael Chandler. But then I watched that earlier today, and my memory of it is that it was an absolute war. And yes, at times it did get quite wild, but for the most part, Justin Gaethje was the one that was more composed. And it was Michael Chandler that ended up with the majority of the damage on his face. So I still feel like that was a good reflection of, you know, Justin Gaethje as a, you know, an evolved version of himself. Now, the problem with that evolved version, when you're fighting someone like Fiziev, is that, and of course, this is speculatory because who knows it for absolute sure unless we've got the science, but I would wager that Fiziev is faster, he's quicker and he's more accurate. He's got a better striking arsenal. Doesn't necessarily mean that he's going to be as effective with it, because, you know, this is what we're learning about mixed martial arts. You can have someone that is infinitely talented and they come up against someone like a Tank Abbott or, you know, whatever else, and they get hit with that one shot that they land on everybody and they get knocked out. However, this fight, first of all, being a three-round fight, it leans towards Fiziev for a few different reasons. And this is where Gaethje's really got to put himself in harm's way and put his foot on the gas. So the old Gaethje that would just walk into range with his hands up and try and double guard everything and give him harder shots back to win those exchanges, hacking at people with low kicks and try and destroy their base and take away their ability to move away from him, that Justin Gaethje might be able to force Fiziev to work in a close range up against the fence under pressure. If Gaethje's smart, he might mix in some of his wrestling and clinch work, even if it's just to force Fiziev to work harder than he actually wants to. Like, Fiziev's got a good gas tank. They're both undefeated over three-round fights, both 3-0. But if you look at Fiziev's last fight, although, of course, it was a fifth-round stoppage over RDA, all of the judges' scorecards scored the fourth round for Dos Anjos, even though Fiziev came out and won 18 seconds into the fifth. So what that did show is that the persistence of RDA and the toughness got him into a position where he could get to Fiziev, he could win the round. And the downside, of course, is this is a three-round fight, which means that Gaethje's going to have to work considerably harder over those three rounds to get Fiziev into a position where he's tired and he's more vulnerable. And that's where I think his wrestling and his low kicks can come in. But at the same time, Fiziev, I feel like, has got the gas tank and the footwork and the takedown defense, 92%, to be able to stay away and pick and move and pick. He's very, very smart with his footwork. He's very good at range management. His legs are super quick. And Gaethje's a very kind of rough and ready fighter. Like, if you put hockey skates on him and a jersey, you could put him out on the ice as an enforcer, and he would be almost as effective because he gets his hand on you and he hits you, and he's got beautiful hooks and uppercuts. Fiziev has got excellent hooks, stepping through ranges, setting up things with knees and kicks to confuse his opponent, and then stepping through with big power left hooks. I expect Fiziev to be able to hit Gaethje more than he gets hit. And I feel like Gaethje's toughness and durability, especially if he's able to push Fiziev, might be able to get him into positions where he can land his own big power shots. Because we know that Gaethje's got power in both his hands. We also know he can take a hell of a shot, but we know that because we've seen him do it. And sometimes it's not worked out for him. Now, the one time that Fiziev's lost was that spinning back kick against Mustafayev, which was unfortunate because it was his debut, and it was, unlike Gaethje, it didn't live up to the expectations, because I remember being there that fight week and everyone was talking about Fiziev. Oh, you've got to wait and see this guy. He was, I think he'd just taken over a coaching role at Tiger Muay Thai, and he was known for his back kicks. I think it was his record, 24-9? Yeah, 24-9 is his recorded Muay Thai record. Flying knee knockouts, spinning back kick knockouts. There was a lot of excitement around him. And when he came into the UFC, I think he was almost too confident in that expectation that it was just naturally going to happen, and it didn't. He got caught. He kind of got crow-cop like the Gonzaga fight. He got caught with his own technique, and it was a really disappointing first round for him. But then, you know, you look at his record now. He's got six fights in a row. You know, good finishers, good decision wins. Alex White, incredibly tough, unanimous decision. Gyokhaesi, unanimous decision. Stop Moicano, which is incredibly impressive. Bobby Green, fantastic fight, just showed class in his striking ranges. Brad Riddell was an interesting one, given the fact that they were former training partners. And if I remember right, Riddell was the coach at Tiger Muay Thai, and then Fazeev took the job when Riddell left. So I felt like, I mean, this is a bit of a side tangent, perhaps.
Where's my water?
I felt like there was a bit of a point to prove in that one, because usually you watch Fazeev and he's very good at in and out and drifting and pulling and trying to draw his opponent onto his shots, because he can fire as they step and then he can move away again. Really, really nice work against RDA. In the Riddell fight, he tended to stand his ground a bit more. It was almost like they'd agreed that they were going to Muay Thai to prove who was the best, of that particular style. But he was very quick. His defense was incredible on the inside as well. And these are all going to be valuable things against Gaethje, because if you do get hit, it's most likely going to hurt. You are going to have to stand your ground at some points and take some shots, because if Gaethje's pressuring like he does, he's going to put you up against the fence at some point. So we might see Fazeev up against the fence, with good defense. But he's going to need that good defense, and he's going to need that composure in those moments. And we saw it against Brad Riddell. And I feel like because there's a recklessness to Gaethje's style, Fazeev is going to be watching while he's on the inside, blocking and covering and seeing where his opportunities are. We might see some elbows and knees out of Fazeev this time around. But it's usually what happens. I mean, you watch the Moicano fight and you watch the RDA fight where he stepped through with the knee to a left hook, right left hook. Usually he gets people moving away from things, and that's how he's able to land the successive shots that knock them out. That might not be the case against Gaethje. Gaethje might just stand his ground. So it might become more of a Muay Thai fight, which, again, probably suits Fazeev, because I think he's quicker and he's got a better arsenal. Like, you look at what he did to RDA, who was blocking kicks with his forearm. It took a chunk out of his forearm. You could see it was hurting him at the start of the next round after the doctor had checked it. I feel like this one's going to be absolute fireworks. I feel like if it was five rounds, the toughness of Justin Gaethje might be able to get him into those later rounds where he can then see Fazeev taking a few deep breaths. But with it being three rounds, Gaethje's got to work really hard to get Fazeev to that state. He's got to pressure him almost relentlessly from the opening bell, which is a very risky thing to do. But then standing on the outside is quite risky as well. The thing that I'm concerned about for Gaethje is that he does tend to slip his head off the center line, and he doesn't always take this hand with him. Sometimes he leaves it behind, especially if he thinks he's slipping a shot that's coming towards him. I see people doing that all the time. They're the kind of moments where you see Fazeev, put a kick on the end of a punch, or, throw one of those beautiful spinning kicks with a setup like he did against Riddell and catch Gaethje. And Gaethje does take big shots and he takes them well, but we know that because we've seen him do it. And I don't think he's going to use his wrestling, because he never does, and I don't know why. But, I know wrestling, wrestling makes you very tired, but that's the point. I think, what's his name? Gregor Gillespie. I knew I had to make myself tired to get him tired. Always like that statement. It's a very, very clever thing. It's the same thing with Gaethje. Gaethje is going to fight better looking tired and reckless than Fazeev is going to look tired and reckless, because Fazeev's got a high-speed, dynamic, polished style. Gaethje's style is kind of reckless anyway. So, you look at him against Tony Ferguson into the fifth round, where he'd made it a little bit untidy, but he'd also kept some composure. I think he needs to go all out with this one and really close Fazeev down. And if he can use some clinch work, it's going to make his life a bit easier for him. But that's not really Justin Gaethje's style, is it? Which is why his nickname's the Highlight. He doesn't do the things that would make his life easier. Like taking a fight against Fazeev. Over three rounds, I keep coming back to that. Again, if I'm Gaethje, I would almost want to hold out for a main event and do the extra work, just so I have access to an additional 10 minutes. Like, we might get to the end of the 15 minutes and Gaethje was just starting to get to him, but Fazeev did enough in the first and second round to win on the scorecards. I'm not saying that's a prediction, but I could definitely see that being one of the more obvious outcomes. But then it's kind of hard to see it going the distance as well. Who knows? What a great fight. Did I miss the stats, Jamie? I feel like I did, didn't I? Oh, that was something I meant to mention. Let me have a drink. My brain's racing. Gotta stay hydrated. So, Justin Gaethje's output. So, we look at strikes landed per minute. 7.46 for Justin Gaethje. Now, 4.81 is a decent stat for Fazeev, right? 4.81 lands 50% of his strikes. He's landing, you know, plus two strikes per minute, which is a nice work rate. Gaethje's work rate is unmatched on Fazeev's record. So let's just put this into context. Strikes landed per minute for Gaethje is 7.46. Where are my notes? Okay. So comparison, RDA, 3.56. Riddell, 4.71. Green, very high, 5.99. Not in that sense. I know where you went with that. Green, 5.99. Moicano, 4.75. Like, they're all good striking rates, as you would expect from this division, but 7.46 for Gaethje is ridiculous. Oh, I didn't go through these either. So Fazeev, so 12-1, 8 knockouts, 1 rear naked choke, 9 finishes total. Gaethje, 23-4, 19 knockouts, 1 rear naked choke. Don't really like chokes, but they'll take one if it's there. 20 finishes overall. And I went through the rounds just to kind of work out who's most dangerous and when. And of course, they both stack up in the earlier rounds, but Fazeev tends to drop off quite quickly. You look at Gaethje and he's got 9 first round finishes, 7 second round finishes, and 3 third round finishes, as well as the 1/5 against Tony Ferguson. Fazeev has 6 in the first round, but then 1 in the second, 1 in the third, and 1 in the fifth. So again, that first round, once you get past that first round with Fazeev, his finishing ability drops off, and that would be a very useful round for Gaethje to be close and mauling and clinching and chasing takedowns and making Fazeev work, taking him into that second round where his finishing ability has dropped off considerably and he's tired as well, and then Gaethje can start putting a few punches on the end of those takedown attempts, because I expect Fazeev to defend about 92% of them. See what I did there. What's in my notes? I write a few bullet points, you see, sometimes just to remind me of certain things. And I think I've covered these. Yeah, you see, Gaethje's been stopped twice and subbed twice, but he's never been beaten by decision, which is interesting. But I do feel like that could change here, because I feel like he can lose those first two rounds based on hard work. No, I think I've covered it all. Yeah. I'm happy with that. I hope you are too. Enjoy this fight. It's going to be fantastic. And I'll see you next time.